listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So this morning, we are covering in our humanitarian conversation the issue of the Humanity First segment. It's Employment Expo, right? We had this event in South Africa, if you were there, this past Sunday, the 29th of March. Durban Central SDA Church turned their premises into a hub of opportunity. We're talking about the 2026 Employment Expo, right? A powerful collaboration between the churches, Adventist Community Services, that's the ACS department, and the financial giants. We're talking Sanlam Life and so forth, right? It's in a time when the job market feels tougher than ever. This event wasn't just about handing out CVs. It was about breaking barriers and providing a real-world tools for financial dignity. This is the conversation that's going to be unpacking the highlights and the success stories from this particular expo. Joining us on the line to help us make sense of it is our guest this morning, Ndumiso Kunene, who joins us now online. Good morning to you and welcome to AWR.
Good morning, Derek. How are you?
No, doing okay. Thank you so much, Ndumiso, and appreciating your presence. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Greetings also to the listeners.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Trusting that we find you well as well?
No, I'm okay. I'm all right.
We praise God for that.
Amen.
We're talking about this Employment Expo. Tell us a bit more about that. What's it about? Does it happen often? And what's the goal and the idea behind it?
No, thank you, Derek. As your introduction mentioned, that we are part of the ACS department. Mm-hmm. So the expo was born out of the initiative that we started as ACS, mm-hmm. Which is the soup kitchen. And our theme was based on Matthew 25, 35 and 36,
okay.
When Christ calls us for action in response to the needs of the community. Mm-hmm. So from there, we then also, you know, picked up during the 10 days of prayer, especially this year, where there is a number and an increase of prayers for job seekers. Mm. And that's where we then had an idea of saying, you know what, we've been hearing these cries of unemployment increasingly growing within the church, not only in the country, in South Africa, but we now see that within the church we have this problem of unemployment, and then what are we going to do about it? So we have then, through our collaborations with different partners and organizations and individuals, we then learned that there is a recruitment drive from Sanlam.
Okay.
And Sanlam then gave us an opportunity to come and do their presentation on what exactly are they looking for. And then we discovered that they are looking for financial advisors. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I want to mention here for other listeners as well, that Sanlam has an ongoing recruitment drive for financial advisors. So it's not limited to maybe this month or next month, but it's just an ongoing thing. And then we then say, okay, looking at the markets, I mean, looking at the individuals within our church, that because their requirements, it's just metric or post-metric, metric and post-metric qualification. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And driver's license is also an advantage, being exposed in the financial industry is also an advantage. So yeah. We then said most of our church members, they meet those criteria. So we then opened the opportunity. Sanlam came on Sunday. They do their presentation. They collected the CVs. Now what the next step is going to happen is that they will call individuals for interviews. Mm. Ours was just to provide the opportunity the platform, and then it's actually incumbent to the individuals to do their best in terms of passing the interviews. But we'll continue doing these things, Derek, trying to collaborate with other entities and organizations as well that have opportunities. But we are saying we want to start within our church, just to fight this problem of unemployment that we have.
Yeah.
And then once we know that we have the formula of doing that, then we can take it outside and do it as an outreach program.
I think that's really great. That's really great. You know, as you consider back to this particular high energy day and the greatness that it was, what was the most moving moment for you on this 29th of March?
You know, what I was observing, because I was sitting in my little corner and then I was observing everything that was happening, I then realized that the reality of unemployment is real. It's real, and it affects our communities and it affects families, you know, it affects people as well, individually. So, and, you know, I grew up in a township, and I know that in a township, once you are idle, then the devil provides opportunities for you to do illicit behavior. So that's what moved me. It moved me when I saw, you know, grannies and elderly people coming and listening for their children, or for their grandchildren, to just to spot these opportunities for them. And I saw that, then I realized that this thing is real, you know. It affects people in various ways that we cannot fathom ourselves. And it's a privilege when you are employed, because you don't, you know, necessarily experience such, you know, hard times like the, like other people they experience. So that's what I picked up mostly. But also, such initiative, it brings hope to people that are looking for jobs and who are in this situation. It brings hope because they, you hear them saying, you know, I've been pushing my CVs there and there. I haven't even had a call for an interview. So I'm not sure whether it's my qualification that they don't want, or it's just me who that God doesn't look, you know, he has turned his back against. You know, such words like that, they fade when such programs, you know, they come within the church, especially because I also sit in the church board and I listen to the problems that that we encounter as a church, you know, from our members. So if the church itself now take initiative to say, let us respond to social problems that our members they are facing, the members, they start to have confidence within the church or with the church itself, to saying, you know what, I'm in a space where my every need is being looked after, not only my spiritual need, but everything has been taken care of. So that's the atmosphere that I felt on the day. But again, like I'm saying, it was our maiden event. We will grow from here. We know now what people are looking for, and from here, I think we'll grow leaps and bounds. Thank you.
No, that's beautiful, man, and I like how you are bringing out this idea of church being a center of everything, where we're not just talking about your spiritual needs, but the whole being must be taken care of when they are in the house of God. And you mentioned as well there that you saw a great need. When you're looking, then you're like, wait a minute, it's so many people. Roughly how many people can you say, perhaps looking at the registrations, how many people came through to be assisted on the day?
Yeah, no, you know, with this one, Derek, we limited the numbers to 10, deliberately so. You know why I'm saying this? It's because we know that, you know, whenever there are opportunities, I think last year we saw when there were applications for SAPS opened their applications, and there were tens and tens of thousands of applications. And the, you know, when you have only two or three positions that need to be filled, and then you have other people that they don't get that opportunity. And then we said, you know, looking at how people currently, they are, you know, they are not motivated to apply. And even if they apply, there's this perception of saying, I need to pay a bribe, or I need to know someone, I need to have a connection. So we then said, let us limit our you know, our numbers to at least 10.
Okay.
So that we know that within the 10, at least if you can get 70% from there, then we can safely say we have impacted the, you know, we have, what's the word? we have succeeded in terms of providing solutions to this unemployment issue. And then we did I have that number of 10, okay. And all those people that applied, they meet the criteria. So Sanlam then within this 10, with this, when they're doing the interviews and then they take them all, then we can have a success. We can say it was successful for us. As opposed to have a flood of people and then you can just get one person. I think the desperation from there, from people, the despair, and you know, there'll be it's a hopeless situation. That's our view, by the way. Yeah, I'm not saying others should do the same, but we're saying we tried this method and we want to see if it works, and then if it works, we'll just increase numbers as we go. Maybe do 20 next time, repeating increase.
Certainly. And I mean, looking at how you try to meet the need here, and then how the event then went by, what would you say is still perhaps the biggest barrier facing the young people in your community, be it from the church perspective or from the greater community at large?
It's opportunities, man. It's opportunities. It's something that, you know, what we are doing is we are saying, yes, the youth have access to internet. They have access to, you know, all this information. They do have access to it. Mm-hmm. But we also, because we are a spiritual organization, we as Adventists, we know what is happening prophetically. We know the times that we are living in, and we know how the devil will want to deceive the youth. So the time that the youth have, the devil has filled the whatever activities to be things that are not for their self-development. So what we're then doing is that let us fight the devil with taking the opportunities right at the doorstep of them, to the people of the youth, so that they have no reasons or then they have no excuse not to participate. If they then choose not to participate, it's not like we haven't done anything, or it's not like God hasn't answered their prayers in terms of bringing the opportunities, but it will be incumbent to them of saying, you know, I had all the opportunities, but I chose not to participate. So that's a you know, that's the method that we are trying to come up with. And we will monitor it and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, if there are parts that doesn't work, you then have to tweak it and amend them. But I think we had the right path.
I liked how you're saying this being the maiden event, you're looking at growing. What is the follow-up program looking like? What is the future looking like? Not just for perhaps the ACS department, maybe even Devon Central as a whole.
You know, I was part of STAS organization from the last term, and I actually appreciated the theme that we had: collaboration, impact, and innovation that we had in the past 3 years. And I've focused on the collaboration part, and I've seen how it worked. And I think that's what we're trying to do as well, to collaborate with as many organizations and individuals as possible with the aims of combating poverty and unemployment. That's what we are focusing in doing.
Okay.
Because the reality of poverty in this country is you know, it's something that we take for granted, because maybe at times we always have food in our table, but the soup kitchen has taught me and has revealed to me that there is a number of people that go to bed not knowing what they will have to eat even the following day. You know, every Sunday we feed 300 people every Sunday with no fail. And we have no sponsor, by the way. It's just contributions from the soup kitchen members and the church members. And we just received a stat last Sunday that we have distributed 1,500 meals in the month of March. So, and you know, the strange part is that we meet new faces every Sunday. It's not like we are giving these meals to people that the same people, but it's new faces every Sunday. And it just tells you that we have started something, And we shouldn't stop what we have started, yes. but we should expand
yes.
and just attend to other needs. Like, for example, the soup kitchen has given birth to a ministry based on Matthew as well. We're visiting prisons, youth in prison and females that are in prison. There's also an organization called Sanka. They deal with alcohol and drug abuse.
Okay.
We're also in collaboration with them. They also have programs similar to ours, but, you know, for ambassador age, you know, the ambassador age, I think it's 19 to 21 or
yeah.
21.
Yeah.
Yes, that age and Pathfinder age, they have programs that speaks to that age group. And we also have our program initiative of Pathfinder and the clubs, Pathfinder and Ambassador Club, that we want to align their program with our program as well. They visited us. We had a collaboration. We worked with them during our Global Youth Day. They came there and they did a presentation. And, you know, the interaction was outstanding, because there's also this prevalent problem that we have encountered in our church of alcohol. It's now being like it's fashionable now to drink alcohol.
Mm.
So we want to know to do such program of saying, you know, the awareness and taking it back to the scripture and taking it back to the spirit of prophets of saying there are things that the world is doing of which should not be found within our spiritual community.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, there are initiatives that we want to do. There's a lot that we still want to achieve, but I think my call is to say, let us collaborate.
Mm.
Whoever that is listening right now that wants to assist in so many ways, they can contact us and we can find a way of doing this thing. Because what we want to do, Derek,
mm-hmm.
we want to create programs that we can also share with other churches of saying, you know, we've started this, we've seen
it
working,
yeah.
and it seems to work in this way. Can you copy and paste it within your church,
yeah.
in your area, and then just see within the dynamics of your area what will work, what will not work. But at least there is a structure, there is a skeleton that you can work on. And then we can replicate it this way, in that way. Then in that way, we can have an impact in the communities that we reside in.
100%. 100%. Wow. Thank you so much for that, Brother Nobiso. Maybe as we conclude, where can then people get in touch with you?
Okay. I can give out my number. It's 072-085-1093. 072-085-1093. I'm not big in social media. I think I'm still old school. If you can call me, that's the effective way of communicating with me. I'm always on my phone. Through text, WhatsApp, and also for phone calls, SMSs. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you so much, Derek. And
no.
I just want to say, you know, it's the power of Christ that has assisted and helped
Amen.
Us all in all these ways, on all the things that we have been doing. And no one can tell me otherwise. Christ is alive.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Well, thank you so much, Brother Nobiso. We truly want to appreciate your time, and thank you for just this marvelous work you're doing. May God continue to add blessings to your work and your efforts.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Derek. And thank you for the opportunity of sharing our programs with you. We'll always be available whenever you need us.
Marvelous stuff. Thank you.
Thank
Alrighty.
You.
That's Ndumiso Gunene, Brother Gunene. They're joining us all the way from the Durban Central SDA Church, where they had a massive, massive hub of opportunity as they collaborated with Sanlam Life. Like I said, he's inviting you to join him. If you want to say, hey, how can we replicate this in our community? How can we get access to this drive? He says they're always having a drive at Sanlam Life for job seekers. Why don't you get in touch with him? +27 720 85 1093.
You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference, right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.